No cap. No rap cap. Yeah.
Feel like all future Rap Cap episodes should be more of a fluent conversation and understanding on, you know, what we want to talk about. Most people don't really understand what to talk about on a podcast, but I'm going to explain it. And these people really going to listen to everything. So why not talk about everything, you know what I'm saying? Record everything. Get it all part of the process. But you know, this whole second season has really been about Houston. And then next season we really gonna start.
Man, I don't wanna do nothing about nothing local.
That's what I'm saying. The next season gonna be really more on the road. Season 3 finna be on the road. Season 1, that's when I caught up on you in L.A. And I ran up on you in L.A.
Man, I appreciate you doing that. Because you was trying to fuck with me. But I wasn't in a position and I had people playing on my goddamn mind.
Nah, for sure.
You know what I'm saying?
And you know, and that's what I understood, you know what I'm saying? But you see, I fuck with your boy DeMarcus from there anyways.
Yeah, DeMarcus, he 100. That's my little bro. Like, I don't give a fuck. DeMarcus is 100.
DeMarcus did a, you know what I'm saying? He did an episode first season over with us in Burbank.
But DeMarcus a good nigga, man.
So, you know what I'm saying? He already on the...
That's a motherfucker who taught himself. That's a self-taught instrumentalist.
For sure.
Self-taught.
Super hard on the piano, of course, and with the guitar now.
And that man wasn't doing none of that, man. That man was a rapper. That man won coast to coast. That nigga beat out 5,000 other rappers across the country.
All right. So if you're just now tuning in, this is rapkev.com. Feel what I'm saying? You already know DJ Space Ghost. Here with DJ Hard-Hitting Nation. Coast to Coast on, Death Piff Mixtapes on, Rap-A-Lot on, Strip Club Trapping Zone. That guy, you know what I'm talking about?
God's on. Not only, on.
I see we here. Just rolling up, explaining podcasts and stuff. And I really wanted to talk to you about promotion. I think we should start leaving. I should start really pulling in only guests that can really leave real gems to my listeners and artists. You know what I'm saying? Got the website up.
Well, promotion, I mean, you know. That depends on what you want to talk about when it comes to promotion, because promotion comes in a lot of different stages. You know, you have your beginning stage of promotion. It's the part where you're trying to amp everybody up and motivate everybody to see what you see, or to you know, go with you to encompass that particular vision. Then you have your mid-level promotion where, you know, the idea's already been sold. Y'all already know what y'all doing. Y'all smack dead in the middle of it. And you about to get ready to hit a break. And when you hit that break in the middle, that's when you need to promote hard. Because once you take that break could be a long, forever break. people start having kids, people, girlfriends and boyfriends start getting attached, and then that break becomes a hiatus. You understand what I'm saying? Then you have your final level of promotion. It's your slam dunk. It's where you got all your product together. You've been promoting. People know who you are. You made your name. And now you got rid. Now you got to come out with something new to make sure yourself is relevant.
Sure.
So you got to pull out a few more stops. You got to do everything that you already did to get where you are. Keep doing that and add a little more to make yourself relevant. So when it comes to these, when it comes to promotion, it can vary. And what everybody has to understand is, you know, there's not a platform, I mean, there's not a blueprint to success. Everybody has succeeded a different way.
Yeah.
Some people took this and that from somebody else, but the people who succeeded, they made what had to work for them. You know, everything don't work for everybody. What worked for me ain't gonna work for you all the time.
Yeah.
What worked for you ain't gonna work for me. We got different desires, we different people, we got different ambitions, different amount of kids, different sets of priorities, different everything. So there's not one person who can tell the next person how to succeed, because we ain't who we want to be. How we going to tell somebody else what they need to do to be what we think they ought to be? You know what I'm saying?
There's definitely different perceptions of success, man, for certain people. You might look at someone and think they're not successful, and they like, well, I do this every day, and that was what my dream was, to do something, to be on a journey to be the greatest over time, and not maybe at one moment. Like, some people may feel like they want instant success to happen for them in a certain amount of time, as opposed to a lifetime of successful actions.
Well, success don't mean the same thing to everybody.
Right.
Shit, if somebody can make somebody buy them a pack of cigarettes every day and a bill, That could deem success for them. That's all they want to. If that's all they want, you know. Goals are aspired and acquired different ways by different people and interpreted different ways by different people. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I tell you what, some people, man, if they graduate and get a high school diploma, that means they feel like they succeeded in life. They ain't gotta do shit else. And we all know that Mr. Light Bill Man ain't gonna say, hey, congratulations, you ain't gotta pay me no more. You know what I'm saying?
So you gotta get some money all the time.
Right. And you know, when it comes to music, as we not to step far away at all from promotion, but promotion is also goal driven.
Yeah.
You know, you have to set your sights at what you want. Who is your target audience?
Sure.
Where are you going? And to the biggest question of it all is, who's gonna buy that?
Sure.
Whatever you selling, whatever rap song you got going, whatever dance you trying to do.
Being real with that too.
Who's gonna buy that? That's the biggest question.
Sometimes it's far-fetched to have a dance song and think you really selling it to the hood niggas. Even if it's that type of song and lyrically, them niggas not going to dance. It's going to be a certain different type of people that dance, whether you like it or not, no matter how you try to put it. And then the sound of certain things is going to be the same way. But, you know, promotion, I understand you trying to cut ties sometimes. That should be perfect right there, man.
In every particular situation, when it comes to this music, especially when it comes to music business, the market that you have to understand it, and everything, the power's in the people. The power's in the people. How many people? You can be the richest man in the world, but if you by yourself, you can get whooped by a broke person who got 50 friends. They'll beat you up. They'll take your money. Shoot, they can stomp you to death. You see what I'm saying? So it's more about having people. People, the more people you have, the more power you have. So with that being said, when it comes to marketing and promoting, you have to market and promote to the masses, to what the majority is trending to. And shoot, in this day and age, when it comes to rap, hip-hop music, or urban music, or music of color, there's more women than men. So I would think the most successful promotional plan to come up with is something geared toward the majority of the people who are out here, who buy music, and that's the females. I think that also kids, you should do things that are kid friendly. You shouldn't do things that are explicit that will segregate you from a certain audience. If you know by rapping gangster rap music that everybody ain't gonna listen to it, why would you do that and try and sell that?
And see, the funny thing is about that type of gangster music or shooting and shit like that, we can see, especially with Chief Keef, it's like the kids gonna listen to it. They wanna listen to it. They wanna hear the real and gritty and all that, but their parents not gonna let them to. School's not gonna let them. Man, I remember one time I was trying to book a, and this is college kids that we talking about, spring break. I tried to book a show for Chief Keef to come down there, and South Padre Island told me no. We don't want Chief Keef.
Well, that's promoting gang violence and violence. If you want to be successful, you have to do things that successful people do.
Wouldn't you think that a college-educated kid would be old enough to differentiate, you know what I'm saying, how realistic and plausible that is for that person's life? Like, you should know by college whether you want a gangbang or not. Some people obviously gangbang after that, but goddamn.
Well, personally, I probably would have disagreed with you, but due to the number of deaths that I've been close to people who have died due to gang and gun violence, notably some rappers like Marley G, Kenny Lou, my little homeboy, Lil Nick, Ghost. Toward the end of 2018, you know, I chose to, you know, try not to promote the violence as much as I would normally have, because, you know, a lot of this really hit close to home. And a lot of the message that I'm pushing in 2019 is geared toward positivity and unity, good health, good messages. You know, we got a whole youth, we got a lot of youth out here. You know, the suicide rate is up, drug abuse is up. A lot of these people need guidance. A lot of these people's parents are forced to work and do different things like that. So music is their influence. And in order for us to cause an effective change on what the prison rate is and the things that we do and the things that we have and the goals that we set for ourselves, instead of fucking up the check at the club, why don't we fuck up the bag and pay off the house? Why don't we make it rain at the light bill company? You see what I'm saying? Why we don't make it rain on at the water bill company? Why don't we invest in our own stores and gas stations, and we use each other's services and business and do business with each other and take pride in doing those things? I think we should promote those particular things. I'm very proud when I hear rappers like Rick Ross say, "Hey man, let's buy back the block." You know, Slim Thug, even though his moniker has Thug in it, he's still telling you, man, reinvest.
Yeah.
Reinvest. Hey man, if I go to the strip club, man, I got $10,000, man, I'm walking out with $9,500. You know, I'm not going stupid. And these are the things that we should promote. And by promoting those particular things, is how rap and hip hop got into every household around America. You had rappers like Will Smith, and Kid and Play. These guys wasn't cussing, they was talking about average stuff. They were like Drake.
Yeah.
This is why Drake is in every household, because Drake ain't said he was gonna shoot nobody up.
True.
Drake ain't gangbanging. He didn't claim blood, Crip. He no gangbangers. But did he gangbang? This is why people like J. Cole are able to cross over. You know? And this is why a lot of your gangster rappers have short-lived careers.
Yeah.
Because their audience never broadens. But, you know, like I said, when it comes to promotion, make sure you're promoting something that you can sell widely. You don't want to put yourself in a box, because a lot of people don't like to get in the box. And then there's a lot of people who don't like to let you out of the box.
Man, you see artists like 6ix9ine, man. He promoted a mixed message of things, and it got him far, but it also got him fucked up for mixing his message. You feel what I'm saying? Because he was really putting out a lot of positivity, but then he was bullshitting and clout chasing and, you know what I'm saying, clashing with other artists in the game. Just, well, for what? To do a lot of just...
Well, I tell you what, when it comes to Takeshi, 6ix9ine, each person makes the decisions for their life. We all been 15, 16, 17, 18, 19 years old. And we all, if we still alive today, we all made decisions during that time that we knew would affect whether we lived or died.
Right.
A lot of us chose to live. A lot of us chose to do things to live. You know, we got a couple of friends. We got a lot of friends who chose to do things knowing what we knew. And they took the chance anyway. And you have to understand that, you know, being a minority, the system will punish you more than being a Caucasian.
Right.
Whether if you're Hispanic, especially if you got tattoos, if you're known to look like the stereotype of a gangbanger, you're gonna get gangbanger treatment.
For sure.
If I wear a suit every day, are you gonna think I'm a gangster?
You're gonna
think I'm a businessman. He wears a suit. He must be somebody important. If I wear a bandana every day, you're gonna think I'm a gangbanger with a color, right? So it's all about what you promote. It's all about how you stepping out. That young man, he made some mistakes in his life.
Yeah.
You know, I don't condone talking to the police. I condone owning up to what you did. If what you did is what you did, that's what you did, you know? But I don't know the guy personally. There are a couple of his songs that I've been requested to play during the mixes at clubs and different events for the radio station and certain fights and different things of that nature, and yeah. I played them. As far as being a fan, I never was a fan. But I have nothing against the guy at all. I heard he's snitching. I don't like snitches. Period. Point blank, period. But, hey, man, I don't know the full situation to speak on it. I hope that God is with that man, his family, and all of his co-defendants and everybody involved in that case. And may God be with him. And, you know, his situation is very delicate. But there are many more situations like that you just don't hear about. Was it worth it or not for him to rise to the top and fall like he did? Probably not. Probably not.
Probably, to be honest.
I mean,
if you're willing to snitch, then it's worth it.
I mean,
you gotta denounce being a street nigga in the
I can't co-sign any of those things. I can't co-sign.
You shouldn't even be playing like that shit. And then, like, I pretty much what they're doing, whenever they kind of hit you with a charge like that, all they're trying to do is pressure you to snitch.
Like I said, man.
It's a snitch charge.
When he signed that deal, and he said that what he did and what he didn't do and gave knowledge of what they did and he walked away scot-free, then I'm sorry. I'm sorry. At some point in time, he looked out for him, but the system just showed you right there. It's still a color barrier. Hey man, we're gonna get little dude the deal, man. Even though he put some money on somebody's head and got him shot, even though he sold a brick of heroin, we're gonna cut him go, man. Cause he ain't do as much as the rest of the other ones did. And he ain't really a part of that game. But you know, hey man, like I say, man, judge ye not, for ye should be judged by the same measure. The Bible say. So I'm not gonna judge him or his situation. You know what I'm saying? I just know if, number one, I wouldn't even be doing that kind of shit. Cause I know if I got caught, the system is designed to bury me and put me up under the jail like it did a lot of my friends. Yeah. And the number one thing they tell you is, hey, you gotta make the right decisions.
And that's what I'm saying. I live by the same, bro, you gotta understand that systematically you're supposed to snitch. But living by the street code, living by even people's personal code, you don't work with the police like that, bro. And that's what that's all about, man.
Well, the system is designed to set you up. That's why they give you all those numbers. That's why they make sure they target the people who have kids, who have families, who have positions in society, you know. But some of your biggest snitches were mafia. Were mafia characters.
Of course.
They were and they were from the streets. You know? Like I say, man, snitching, dry snitching, tattletaling, man, that shit go on from when you're a kid. It's just that certain times and certain situations, people look at it like you ain't supposed to do it. But I say like this right here. If you know what you up against, if you know you up against a bunch of time, if you do something, why would you even do it? Why would you even change your life? You know the first time they catch you, they're going to put you on probation. You know if you on probation, you ain't supposed to do the same thing you just did to get caught. You see what I'm saying?
You know if you're on probation,
you need to sit somewhere down and work out and be sober and record your music and go tour till you can get off that probation. You know that all somebody got to do is make a phone call to violate your shit. You know if your baby mama say you hit her, that they just going to come lock your ass up for a probation violation based on just what she said. So what the fuck you think gonna happen while you out here running around in New York City with 8 million motherfuckers talking about you gangbanging, you fucking with Bloods and Crips, and then somebody gassed your ass up to do some real gangster shit, and you was ready for it. But hey, man, it is what it is. You know? Shit, but that's just like the motherfucker Jesse Smollett, they just dropped all his charges today, you know? And we know that he ain't completely innocent for that. We know you staged this whole thing. We trying to figure out why they dropped the charges. That's probably because you know somebody who knows somebody who knows somebody. On the cool.
For sure.
He probably knows. He dropped that bag. Lee Daniels dropped that. Lee Daniels. Little friend. They probably dropped that bag on it. But hey man, I ain't going in there. I'm not a homosexual. I'm not biased against people who are. I'm just not. I'm not one of them people. I'm not gay. You know what I'm saying? But hey, man, if you are, that's your thing.
Bro, he went on stage talking about he was motherfucking gay Tupac.
Bro, he tried. Well, we know he ain't dead. He ain't never got shot. He ain't never got shot.
Does he have real world songs? Does he have real world music?
I imagine he does. Now,
no one's requesting to play him.
Hey, whether he's gay or not, the dude has an incredible voice.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Dude has an incredible voice. And that's about all I can say. He got a fine sister. I hope she ain't gay. Because, hey, if you listening, I want to holler at you. Jesse Smollett's sister. Shit. What up, Sean? She play on some other TV show or something.
Real shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man. So, but man, back to promotion, man. Here's another situation where Takeshi promoted himself as something he wasn't. And it all came down. It all came crashing down for him.
Sure.
So, you know, you just gotta focus. Now for some of you younger artists that's out there listening, I wanna explain something to you. Image is everything. Everything you do, everything you say, everywhere you go, you being watched by somebody. And they're looking to see how you handle yourself. Are you a man of your word? Is it all talk? You know what I'm saying? And when it becomes all talk, people gonna treat you like it's all talk from then on. So you gotta understand, if you want people to mean business with you, you gotta mean business with them at all times. Because the one time you go 99 or 98% with a 100% person, you'll never gain that faith and trust again. So when it comes to promoting, when you putting yourself out there, that those graphics, they have to be on point. This is a form of promotion. This is what you look like. This is the image you trying to uphold. If you want to uphold a broke ass hood nigga trying to come out, then the kind of graphics you want to go get. If you want to put yourself as an elite level person and you're not there yet, practice makes perfect. Practice being the person you want to be. When that basketball player in the gym and he practicing that corner jump shot, when it's game time, he gonna nail that motherfucker. Because he done threw up by 1,000 of them at practice when wasn't nobody looking. He was practicing. So as far as promotion goes, that image, everything that you portray, you have to be practicing. Self-promotion is the biggest key. Self-promotion and networking. And you don't have to have a business card or a project ready to go. What you have to have is a good attitude. Allowing somebody the ability to want to work with you and to actually work with you and be successful at what you guys go into and strive to succeed. And you come out with a desired result that both people are satisfied with or all parties involved are satisfied with. That's the first form of promotion, by promoting yourself as being a reliable, serious, passionate person in the music business, whether it be an artist, producer, graphic artist, manager, whatever part it is that you play, you have to be serious at what it is that you do and willing to put it all on the line to promote your skill, what you have to put in play.
Yeah, that's one.
You know, and then you got to turn around and make yourself a part of a winning team. You know, your part is your part. You got a whole team that play a part. You got a whole team that got a part to play. You need a producer. You need an artist or several artists. You need an engineer. You need a graphic guy. You need all of these people. All these teamwork makes the dream work. And your net worth is your network. Because friendships and relationships can get you way more than what you can buy with a bag of money.
I was at South by Southwest. I seen your posters all up and down 6th Street, everywhere.
Well, South by Southwest is my baby. I love South by Southwest. South by Southwest has made my career. It has made my career. It was the one single event that I was able to pride myself on as being a part of the Welcome to Texas team. And it started by being with my big brother, my OG, my uncle, my big brother, all that, Bun B, man. Big shout out to the Trill OG. And all of the people who work around him, International Red, Bone, Truck, Jay Ellis. Those guys allowed me to be a part of South by Southwest with them. And by being a part, by being with them, people began to show me a lot of the respect, you know, that they was giving those guys due to the fact that I was with them. And I remained consistent with South by Southwest and those guys. I remember one year it was Bun B's birthday. They came out and performed. They called me and told me my grandma died while I was on the stage. On his birthday, he brought out everybody. I'm talking about it had to be the best show that I ever was a part of. And my grandma died the same day. And, you know, I think this is about six years ago. And so, you know, from there, South by Southwest always meant the world to me because my grandma died during South by Southwest while I was out there giving it all I got. And I just thought that, hey man, you know, I don't believe in blood sacrifice or, you know, things of that nature. But if I was willing to be out there during that time, then I should be out there every time. So between Miami on Labor Day at the Coast to Coast Convention and South by Southwest and A3C, no matter the core DJs, Nerve DJs, and a lot of these different conferences, I'm gonna be there. And all of my family reunions too. I love my family, you know what I'm saying? But South by Southwest is, man, my career was made. I think my career would break if I stopped promoting in South by Southwest. I think they'll probably put me on the back of a milk carton or something. They might even start printing up RIP shirts if I don't promote it South by Southwest.
How long did it take you to put out them flyers this year at South by?
Well, you know, I'd say about 3-4 hours a day. You know, we're going to make sure the posters go up. Then we got to make sure don't nobody cover us up. Put out the word to everybody. You know, that's one of the biggest forms of promotion. And, you know, the posters at these different conferences and the flyers and the CDs, making sure people are aware that I'm active. You know what I'm saying? And I think that's what's very important for a lot of these artists right now is for people to continue to work and show activity, because just because this guy's on the radio and he hot right now, that doesn't mean that he's in first place. That doesn't mean that in your mind or level of competition that he's won the race or he is where you would want to be, so you should give up now, or this is the position that you're supposed to be striving for. When it's not, you know, there should be a never-ending thirst in my mind. And maybe that's just how I feel. Everybody don't feel the same way. Everybody feel they should get to a certain comfortable level. My level of comfortability, the bar probably raised super high. I want a mansion, a 100 Rolls Royces, a limousine. What right that say? An inside pool, outside pool. Shit, I want all of it. And I don't have it. And over the years, you know, I've run into a lot of artists that got mad with me because I'm not giving them the advice and the game that they want or they feel like I should give them. And I'm not supposed to give it. I wasn't supposed to give it to them then. Because guess what? I'm not what I want to be. How I'm going to give you some incomplete game? I can't. You wanted me to tell you how to get rich and I ain't rich. Like, don't you think I would be following my plan if I knew? Like, even though I'm on the way, even though I'm rich inside, but you want me to tell you how to get $1 million and I ain't got $1 million? You want me to tell you how to be a platinum rapper and I've never been a platinum rapper. I've been a part of a team with a bunch of platinum rappers, but I'm not the platinum rapper. I wasn't the guy solely in control of spending the money for that. I saw things that worked for that particular individual.
Right.
But in those cases, man, it's the luck of the draw. It's all about timing. Because I can name you 100 times where if this didn't happen, that wouldn't have happened. Or if this didn't happen, that wouldn't have happened. And all of these were key points to success and selling points. You know, if this person wouldn't have got drunk and fell out and we wouldn't have saw them, they wouldn't have been pressed to run that extra promotion for us to get us that extra buzz that we needed. But because we knew him and kept his secret safe, he did this and that. It's a lot of internal shit go on. Everybody's situation is different. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So you got to take all of these things into account. Shoot, the thing that I've seen work the best for everybody is prayer. I ain't seen nothing work better than praying. I've seen a lot of people, man, make some screw-ups and almost lose everything. And some of these be your biggest stars.
Yeah.
Some of these be your biggest star, but what you also have to understand is just because you good and you great, that don't mean you were destined to be the star for this time. Out of the 7-8 billion people in the world,
right,
you can only name about maybe 50 to 100 superstars off the top of your head. So with that, if you Google them, it's probably about what, 10,000, 30,000 stars. Maybe in whatever category. A lot of the names you ain't gonna recognize, but think about it. Out of 7-8 billion people in the world, do you know how much work and dedication it take to swim to the top and be number one in the world or even be mentioned?
Sure.
So once again, if you're not willing to give it everything you got and put it all on the line to be a success, you might as well quit now. Because you got full-timers that don't make it. You got full-timers that go their whole life missing something.
They get to a certain level and don't realize all putting it all means a lot more than they realize. And either they don't want to put it up or they don't realize what.
The people who realize will be stars. And the people who don't want. It's just as simple as that. There's no way to describe it. Like I said, people are who they are. Mm-hmm. We ain't who we want to be. So there's nothing that we can do to make somebody else be what we want them to be. People gonna do what they do. They are who they are. What you have to do is put yourself in a position to do the best that you can. Right. And when it comes to promotion, you need a team. You need a good graphic guy. You need a place to go get your flyers pressed up. You need to keep flyers. You need a place to get your posters up. You need to go to your local barbershops. You should get all of the local support from the people that you know, from family and friends. Whether they like you or not, try and get them to, hey man, you at least hang this poster up. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. It start with self. Once you get the ball rolling, here comes the bandwagon. Everybody wants to be a part of something positive. Everybody want to be in a car that's going somewhere. Right. Especially if they ain't got no car. Or especially if they ain't got nowhere to go. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, you know, with that being said, you know, promotion is everything. Promoting yourself, promoting your brand, promoting your team, promoting your friends. And another thing what you gotta do is you gotta promote the people around you. Because if your circle strong, then you strong. So if your whole circle is promoting each other, then guess what? That means each one of y'all got two friends that y'all don't know about. On the side that ain't cool with them. They wouldn't know them unless they knew you. So if say it's three of y'all, that's six extra people, that's nine people supporting everybody. What about they two friends that they just told that don't nobody know about? You see what I'm saying? That becomes 27. You understand? That becomes 54. You know what I'm saying? That becomes 108 and so on and so forth. 216. You know what I mean? Shit, 432. We can keep going on and on and on. But that's how it go. That's how the ball get rolling. That's how it got rolling in high when we was in high school. That's how the people got popping in high school. That's how you knew. And then another thing about promotion, high schoolers, the new way, everybody you heard about in high school, you still look for when you see that name.
I manage a lot of them.
Yeah, I mean, just think about it. So guess what? If you got a high school fan, yeah. You got a fan for the next 10 years.
Real talk.
So just imagine if you went up there and passed out flyers at every high school. But you can't pass out no gangster rap, man. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It gotta be something good, jamming, positive. Or non-negative, point blank period. Some storytelling, entertainment. Remember how when they Slick Rick came out with Children's Story.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Different things of that nature. But hey, man, it is what it is, man. You know, it is what it is. I imagine that's my time, man. It's good talking, you know. You know, I could go on and on and on. Probably gonna beat y'all ears up. A lot of y'all probably ain't gonna even catch what I had to say. But it's all good though.
Man, that's some real rap cap, you know what I'm talking about? That's this type of shit that they really want to hear. They really need to listen for, you know what I'm saying?
I mean, hey man, rapcap.com. This is my first visit to rapcap.com. This is not my last visit.
Yeah.
I will be a resident on this motherfucker because, you know, expression is everything. And I encourage each and every one of you, man, you gotta be the best that you can be. You gotta give it all you got.
Yeah, we're bringing the whole network to the website, man. It's coming soon. Right now, it's just a podcast, but it's growing into a lot more, you know, because Rap Cap is real, bro.
I mean, Rap Cap is 100 with me because I feel like if you don't get it off your chest, you will be stressed. And a lot of people are out here stressing because people are being vague. They beating around the bush. They're not telling these people, hey man, it ain't over in the studio. It don't even start in the studio. start with a plan.
Right.
You got a plan. What are you gonna do when you go to the studio? Then when you come out the studio, where you going with that shit? You understand? Before you go in the studio, who's gonna buy that? I need to go in here with something I know that I feel good about recording, that somebody gonna buy that. You see what I'm saying? Make songs about relatable situations to everybody. Everybody ain't gonna feel you. I don't care how many times Zero talked about he was 1D. Every verse was relatable to you, him, them, and her.
For sure.
You see what I'm saying? And that's what it is, man. And God bless everybody out there trying to get it, man. You get it. You'll get it. You'll get it. You can have it. You can be, when you was little, they told you you could be whatever you want to be. You go wherever you want to go. You can have whatever you want to have.
Yeah.
When did it change? It never did. So you still can't have it. You want to be that superstar rapper? You want to be that superstar producer? You want to be that multimillionaire, that billionaire? Pull that paper out. Get that pen. Write it down. Confess it. Possess it. It's yours. All you gotta do is go get it. I'm out. DJ Hard Hitter signing out. And I'm down with everybody.